Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jarvis Greer needs no introduction. Former longtime WMC-TV sports director, Memphis Sports Hall of Famer. Don't think I forgot Jarvis Greer. Memphis Sports Hall of Famer, University of Memphis Tiger lifer. And he's here for a number of reasons. Number one, we always like to check in.
Oh, I forgot to say, I used to work with your dad.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
And we moved here to Memphis in 83.
You were just a little whippersnapper.
Just
then.
A little whippersnapper. Uh-huh. A little boy.
Younger than
of
what
six.
You were, than your little kids are now.
Yep.
Wow.
John Martin.
So he's been Uncle Jarvo to me ever since we moved here in the 80s. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Greer,
sir.
I'm a big fan of your whole family, obviously, but your son and the work he is doing with Memphis Tourism, J.J. Greer.
Yeah, we're really proud of all of the kids. We got two. My daughter's now at ALSAC, where my wife worked for 30 years, and ALSAC St. Jude, the fundraising arm. And so I'm just so happy that my children are gainfully employed. That was my main goal in life.
Doing more than that.
That they would be gainfully employed when they became adults.
Frankly, they've put the city of Memphis, your wife as well, on their backs for a long time, and they're doing the important work along with you here in the city. You are also here on behalf, I understand, of the West Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, that's correct.
With a very, as John said, important message for us.
An important message. Even John Martin is not immune to this, so this is something you all need to listen to. West Cancer Foundation, along with the Man to Man Prostate Cancer Group, Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church, and even the Men's Health Network. You've seen that. You've all seen the magazine. Yeah, they're involved in this, too. They're having a free prostate cancer screening on June 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church. It's out Bartlett, 7289 Stage Road, 7289 Stage Road, June 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be all kind of guest speakers there, myself included, along with Andre Turner will be there.
Andre Turner as well, Tiger's assistant.
Yep. And Marcus Cook with Unapologetically Memphis. There'll be several doctors there from UT Health Science Center and the Urology Group of Memphis. And, you know, it's a really big thing to get people out. Men, especially we want to talk to black men because black men are less likely to get screened. But all men are just like, doctor, what's that? I don't want to go to the doctor.
Yep.
I want to, especially after the story that you told of your great prostate cancer screening that you had to do.
He won't tell again. It's unbelievable. This is what we're trying to raise awareness, but he doesn't want to talk about it.
You know, it's
your story.
It was a situation where the doctor was trying to make me more comfortable, as comfortable as possible about this.
As comfortable as possible.
I think it was my father who had talked me into a few years ago. Hey, man, you got to go get checked up. You know, Jarvis is right, man. You got to go get checked up. Uncle Jarbo's right.
Absolutely.
I did. The doctor had no idea what he was doing or what he was preparing to do. He started talking about Jordan or LeBron.
Okay.
He just knew. He just knew that as soon as I started thinking about the great debate, he could just slip right on in and it wouldn't be a problem. And
That's how it went down. Yeah.
And again, just almost like it never happened, but I know that it
had
did.
Had you gotten into your answer and as the intro?
No, but here's the very important part. No, I had not got, I'd started to answer it. Oh, okay. Well, I think it's Mike. Time to go.
What the heck?
But back to the seriousness of this.
Was he glad to see you? Is that what you were trying to figure out?
Not at all. No. See, man, y'all making light of this. You're going to have folks not want to go.
No, we need to be able to talk about it.
But here's the thing, man. Jarbo. I told myself, okay, you've done it.
Yeah.
now you've taken care of this and you're good. Mm-hmm. But that's a mistake that apparently at 48, about to be 49, I'm making, right? Yes, I need correct. To be going and getting checked yearly.
And let me say, this ain't that. This is really simple. It's just they just take a little blood sample.
I'm glad you're telling me.
Yes, it's not that they're going to do the full Procto thing. He got the full Procto.
I got the
He got the Deadpool and his girlfriend. See, if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking
and
about.
And for many men, I wouldn't have known the difference. I don't
Brad
know.
Brad back there, he's laughing behind the
I've
glass.
I've had it. Yeah. I do it annually.
This is a blood test.
This is just a blood test. They check your PSA, prostate-specific antigen. They see how that's going in there. And listen, 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer, will get some form of prostate cancer. Man. It's not that it's not going to happen. It probably will happen. It's better to know than not know. I'll give you a little deal on my personal story. Fortunately, I had my regular doctor. I was going to a regular checkup, and he said, hey, man, come back. I was leaving, going to work. You know, I'd already walked out, and he said, you do the pee in a cup thing, get your blood sample at your regular checkup. And I said, come back, man. We got to check something here. And he says, have you been having any problem peeing? We're going to be straight now.
Yeah, I mean, this is
all
what,
about it.
Yeah,
of course.
And I said, well, yeah, And I said, I just thought it was a part of, getting older,
What, waking up overnight?
Yeah, this also waking up over a frequency of going, waking up. When you go, you can't really go, And this all happened. A lot of stuff happened when I was 40 years old, So for several years, I had been 20 years just about. I had been bothered with it, but didn't really think.
Figuring this is normal.
Yeah, I was just thinking it's just normal part of aging. So this is 2020 when I go get this screening. That was a hell of a year, wasn't it, 2020? Yeah. A lot of stuff happened then. And we go back in, he takes another test, and then he calls me a day or two later and said, man, you're showing up with having possibly your PSA is really, really high. So we need to get you back in there. So we go back in, and they did more. That's when they did the Procto thing and did all this other stuff. And then I had to go do a biopsy because, the test came back and it was really, really high. And it turns out that they take 13 little things out you go get I forget what they call it. I forget what they call that thing.
You ain't got to tell us the name of the instrument.
It's kind of a thing that they do. They put you to sleep. Best sleep I ever had, by the way.
Wow.
They
did a full colonoscopy?
Yeah, that's it. They did the colonoscopy thing. And they go in there and they find they take a biopsy out. And it's they got out of the 18 samples, 13 of them had cancer.
Wow.
So I said, well, they gave you an option. You can either go and do what they call a gamma knife thing, which is outpatients. You go and they zap you, with this radiation, and you can go back to work. You may have a little burning, but that'll be it. Or you can go and have it taken out, get the full prostatectomy,
okay,
full surgery. And I said, well, man, hey, let's go for the gamma knife, man. I want the easiest road I can take. My wife said, I don't know, we got to, I also counsel with my wife on this. And, she said, I don't know, we better make sure. But anyway, they set up an MRI to do just to make sure they knew where it all was and all that. And this was at St. Francis. I got this huge MRI machine. And they put me in there and they say, when I get out, the technician and the doctor say, well, this looks like quite a lot. You might want to think about it because if you do the gamma knife thing, the radiation thing, you can only do it once because it's too much radiation for the body to take if you go back and do it again. So my wife, thank God, she's at St. Jude at the time. They know all the world's best doctors. And she got on the phone and they said, look, Vanderbilt's the best place to go because that's what they do. They are the prostate kings when it comes to all that stuff. And that's what they're one of their main focus in research because, it's a university hospital.
Yep.
So we call, we go up there, and they go, and I said, yeah, man, this you got to get this done. So we opt to have the surgery. We had this, I was diagnosed in September of 2020, had the surgery in January of 2021. And they go in, and they say, man, my doctor was a great Dr. Chang. He's a cool dude, man. He's mustache with the points and all. He was a really cool dude. He said, yeah, man, we're going to take care of this. We'll knock it out. And it turned out he said it was the biggest they had ever found. It was like the size of a grapefruit.
Wow.
And it was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And if I hadn't gone and gotten my screening, and if I hadn't gone and, taken care of business, it could have taken me out because it's just only going to get bigger. It's not getting smaller. Once it starts growing, it's growing. Mm-hmm. And they went in, and fortunately, they got it all out, been cancer-free. My PSAs have been low ever since. And so it's very important that you go do this because the main thing is, most men— women will go to the doctor. Men won't go.
Huh.
100%. And then that's when you end up dead. And you don't, and you wonder what happened.
Dying well, way earlier than you should.
Yeah, and like prostate cancer is going to get you at some point. You will develop some sort of prostate cancer. And it's better to know than not know, and it's better to get it, get something done, not just for, you know, you love, you want to take care of your loved ones, but for the people that love you. They want you around. You know, they don't want you to be, you know, oh, he was here, now he's not. Right. And if he'd gone, he could have gotten it taken care of. And so that's what this free screening is about. It's a free event. It's just a simple blood test, as we said.
I'm going.
And it's at, let me hit that address one more time. Saturday, June 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church. That's 7289 Stage Road out in Bartlett. Easy to get to, big church. You go out there and everybody will be welcoming. You come in, you get your screening, and everybody's out there. Very friendly people there to take care of you. And we want you to make sure that you do that. Also, you can register if you want. That is encouraged. It's not required. You can just show up on that day, but you can register to make sure you get a spot if you want to just pop in and out and know you got a spot. Let me give you a phone number to call. Here it is, 901-322-2984. That's 901-322-2984. That's to register for your free prostate cancer screening out at Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church, 7289 Stage Road, June 7th, 10 to 2.
When you convince me.
Yeah. Well, what do you make of Brad getting the full one every year? You said you didn't have to do that. So is that he's just opting into that?
I don't know. I'm
not executive.
Going to...
They call it an executive physical, I believe.
He gets the executive every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
I enjoy it a little too much, John.
Yeah, well, that's why I would say, you know, you go back to Deadpool and his girlfriend. That was the one thing that didn't quite work.
But... Did the doctors tell you, hey, you don't have to do this? Like, no, I insist.
My guy says do it every year, and he does the whole bend over, trousers, underpants deal, and I just want to be 100. I'm trying to be 100 here.
Yeah, you want to look to the left and cough.
Yeah,
and
just yeah.
Brad's braver than a lot of us.
Yeah,
I know. I'm not trying to be weird. My wife. I'm happily married to my wife. But just follow me here. Well, I want to be around.
Give you have to do what you have to. You think women enjoy putting their feet up in the stirrups?
No,
you're right.
No, there's just stuff you have to do to take care of your health.
Yep.
To take care of yourself. You take care of yourself, you can take care of your family, and that's the main message we want to get out of this today.
Really,
John Martin,
that.
You got to go get it done.
So. Yeah, well, I'm not quite 40. I got a few years left.
Got a little while, but, you know, be thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. You know, I'm living through Jason and Brad for now.
So, but my one thing, so the blood test, though, as mm-hmm. big as yours got, and you said you were going regularly, were you getting it and it still managed
in the years, you know, up leading up to it, it was just really, my PSA count was really low. And it was elevated a little bit, but nothing until the day that doctor said in 2020, said, hey, look, I mean, I think it went from like 1.2 to 5.8. And then that's, you know, when it goes a jump like that, something's up.
You got to take
happening.
That test.
And,
yeah. I'll be out there June 7th.
June 7th at Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church.
All right. That's an important word, especially for us men, especially ones that are my age.
Yeah, and like I said, black men don't usually get screened. And black men are worse than every other demographic, basically, going to the doctor.
We got to be tough and everything else.
That goes back from way, way time. You don't trust people.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. So
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm good.
You think that. I thought that. You know, so.
And it's true. Ignorance is bliss, right? I mean, a lot
until,
of people feel that way.
Until
like, I don't want to know.
You're dying earlier.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
And it was preventable. Right. If it's gone into the freaking doctor,
that's the main thing. It's preventable. And there's all kind of ways. You don't have to have the surgery like I did. We decided to go on and, you know, just get rid of
blast
it.
Blast and get it out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, blast it and go, you know, because, and that's like some women
cut
do with
down.
Breast cancer, you know, they,
yep.
they go ahead and get the mastectomy because it runs in the family or something other like, and you if there's any way you can not have to deal with it
mm-hmm.
and get it taken care of, get it taken care of.
Now, what a blessing for you though. And I mean, because of of detection, right? I mean, we sort of have this perception of cancer as this long, grueling, and it mm-hmm. obviously can be, but you know, you said you found it in September and by January it was gone.
Yeah, we were having the surgery. Then.
And that's because of detection.
And I'm lucky. I had insurance through my work.
Right.
A lot of people don't have health
that's
insurance.
That's true.
This is a free screening. You can get screened. And then there are people, and that's what the West Cancer Foundation does. They can help put you in touch with people that help you if you don't have your own health insurance. So this is a really big deal, and it's preventable. You find out it's better to know than not know. Knowledge is power, people.
remember you telling me right afterwards we had you on, you like you said, man, I'm like a fire hydrant now, bro. I'm powerful.
I ain't standing
in front of that thing when I had that surgery,
oh, man, it was like.
We're flowing now, baby.
I was going like I was 6 years old, man.
Yeah, felt like a
you could put
again.
A target out there 100 yards away. I could put a bullseye on that.
Man, had his power back.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It was something. That was a great relief. And are there side effects? Yeah, there's some side effects that can have you have the full surgery and all that stuff. But it's better to be, my wife says, hey, we're just glad that you're here. You know,
man.
We're glad that you are here. And so still going strong. I get to see my wife, get to play with my grandkids. Going to pick up one of my grandkids has a baseball game. He's playing coach pitch now. And then the twins is part of triplets, a boy and two girls. That's JJ's triplets. Uh-huh. The girls have cheerleader practice. So they say, hey, Dad, can you come take the girls to cheerleader practice while we go to, you know, the Rose game? I said, oh, man, I wanted to go to the game. Yeah, whatever you need me to do.
So that's how JJ's getting his, he's got, because I wondered that, your son, he's got so many kids. How in the world is he doing so much for Memphis and keeping the Memphis Sports and Events Center full?
It takes a village.
But he's got parents. He's got grandma and granddad can help out a little bit.
My daughter, you know, and her son. I kept him yesterday. I'm going to keep him there because school's out now for them. I'm going to keep them tomorrow and Friday, and we're going to try to go to the park and do some stuff.
You text me about taking him to Spider-Man or something.
Your son, you didn't you watch Spider-Man?
I tried to get back into it, but that's the thing about it, brother. It's hard. What I liked was that we had a brother. The brother. Yeah. We had Miles Morales.
Yes. That's right.
John,
did you see Spider-Man into any one of those Spider-Man?
Yeah, the cartoon ones. I don't know. They're not cartoons.
Well, it's
like,
animation.
Yeah.
No, it's way more than a cartoon.
We got the Blu-ray.
Oh, you got the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Very good.
My daughter absolutely loves Spider-Man.
Oh, excellent.
I mean, she's got a Spider-Man doll she insists on sleeping with. So
okay, cool.
Spider-Man
cool.
is very popular in our household.
I know what I need your help with.
What's that?
Is us setting the expectation level for Memphis football this year.
That's a really good question, isn't it? Really good question.
Feel like
I was mad at you for a while.
I bet you were.
I was mad at you for a while.
Because you're one of the purists. You're a Memphis football guy, and I got a lot of Memphis football folks. Man, part of building that thing up, went through the years of two wins and all that stuff up. What we got now is great, Jason,
and you
shouldn't be dismissing that. But I think you know that I'm not. I'm feeling like in building on what we've done, having the resources we have now, our expectations should be higher than ever.
The expectations definitely are higher. And it's great to have expectations, because if you don't have expectations, then you're in trouble. You know,
spitting your wheels.
We've seen the team grow from, and I was lucky. I got to hit it, you know, get on the radio broadcast when Fuente was here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was on before but with a couple coaches, wasn't too good. And then I got back into it when Fuente came. First couple of years kind of rough. Then, boom, it hit. And it's been hitting pretty much ever since. You know, the worst record they've had in the last 10, 15 years has been 6-6. So it's totally turned around.
From where
now,
we were.
It's a program now.
No
now
question.
You're expecting it to be good. As far as expectations for this year, everybody gone, basically.
I know. We think they're
going to
be
team.
Picked fourth in the conference.
That's the early prognostication, because Navy's still got everybody. That quarterback is back again.
Yep.
And that'll be the last game of the year here at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, SBLS. And it's not the Liberty Hole anymore. There's foundation. It's coming up out of the ground on the other side now. So that's good. I think what Army is picked up there again. They got pretty much. And Army, people saying, oh, how are they doing this? They don't have NIL. That's the damn Pentagon, man. What you talking about? You just saw what kind of budget they're going for, $1 trillion. They can pay those boys whatever they want to pay them. Believe it. They can pay them whatever they want to pay them.
That they're getting paid.
And plus, they have their own like JUCO system. They got another. You know, if you're not on the big squad, you're on another squad. And that's why some of those guys transfer out, but or they get tired of the military. You know, military wasn't what. But they got players now. They're concentrating on it. They used to concentrate on it. They stopped. They're concentrating on it again. That's why they're good. But the Tigers know there will be a new quarterback. Seth Hennigan won't be here. He set all the records, not just at Memphis, but in the entire American Athletic Conference. He's gone on now. He's, I think he was Jacksonville.
I'm going to make the team, I think.
I think he will. I mean, he's too smart, and he's got a good enough arm to do. And he does,
He knows the playbook, and he knows where to go with the football, and he's a low turnover guy. He only had 6 interceptions last year, had 9 the year before, throwing for more than 3,500 yards. So he's got what they like. But, you know, the new guy's coming up to transfer from Nevada.
Brendan Lewis.
He's more of a – he's a two-way kind of guy. He can run and throw.
When was the last time we had one of those?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Been a minute.
Been a minute. And then the rookie, A.J., is boy, it's a big kid, man.
6'5"?
He is big. Yeah.
Paxton was a dual threat, all right?
Paxton, there we go. Maybe that is the last.
I feel like he had 1 year where he had like 15 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. They ran him a lot close to the goal line.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, 2014, he had 13 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a heck. That was.
No, you're right. He only averaged 2.8 yards a run.
That was at Miami Beach Bowl team there where he was doing that. That team beat Ole Miss here, and they beat several other teams, and then they beat BYU in the bowl game and double. That was voted the best bowl game of the year, which was great, which was awesome. We got to be down there in the station in the stadium where the Marlins play, and you talk about everybody, you know, wants to talk about the fight, which was one of the greatest things in the world.
Oh, you loved it.
Oh shoot, yeah. They said no, don't talk about it. Anytime you talk to anybody, oh, that fight was awesome, and it was. And then Fuente, I think you had him on. Or somebody had him on, and he talked about, you know, everybody says, the game was great, and the administration wanted us to downplay the fight, but he said, personally, he thought the fight was awesome. to set the scene, that stadium down there was built where both teams, you know, it was a baseball stadium, so both teams' sidelines, same side of the field.
Yep.
And the Tigers had a tradition where, at the end of the game, they win or lose, they go to their band and play the fight song. Okay, so the Tigers' band was behind... the way the stadium was set up, more behind the BYU bench. And so the players had to go through it. You know, they got an interception and they end a double overtime and end the game, right? So it was a chippy game.
Yeah.
And everybody was, you know, mad. They were mad. Tigers were glad, all celebrated. And they had to go through the BYU players to get to the band. BYU didn't like that. So, on. We got some fisticuffs going. And so, man, I said, but you better, some of them boys from South Memphis, they don't mind throwing some hands. And so, don't say that. No, well, it's true. And it was a great fight. It was a great game. The Tigers ended up winning, and it was one of the most fun times. That and the Cotton Bowl, one of the most fun times.
Puka Nacua's brother.
Remember that.
That's right.
I don't think
there's a Kai Nakua now that's playing in the XF.
That's him, right?
That's him. I think so.
I think that's the guy that threw the punch.
Yep, that threw the punch. He's the one that they had on the Twitter with the bloody face.
Yes.
Cold cocked by Martin Effetti.
Effetti
wasn't mad. He was like Zeebo. He said he's pretty good with them hands.
we hold Penny to a standard, and you know it better than anybody, and you know how he's been criticized. But I hold him to a sort of baseline level of you've got to win your conference, right? Especially the AAC. Mm-hmm. Is that the standard we should be holding Ryan to?
Well, that's what Ryan Silverfield, he'll be the head coach of the Tigers. He'll be the first one to say, hey, look, we didn't get it done. And we are doing everything we can to get it done. Now we have to do it. I mean, they're winning, 10-3, 11-2 the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Those guys are gone, but he's got a lot of guys that they had redshirted, and he did very well in the portal once again. We'll see how the quarterbacks work out, but they've got speed now. That's one thing that they didn't have last year, and if they'd have had that speed, that might would have gotten them over the hump against a Navy team. And then at that Navy game, they had a couple of defensive players that were out, and it's hard to go from playing a Florida State and then come back play a regular offense in Florida State and come back and play that wishbone, and a couple of your linebackers are out. But, hey, you know, it's a get-it-done game.
Oh, it is. It is on the basketball side.
And he's the first one to tell you that. But, you know, okay, you didn't win the conference, but you won 11 games and you beat another Power 5 team, Power 4 team in the bowl game. The last two bowl games, you've beaten Power 4 teams, and you've done it fairly convincingly. So they're on the right track. Will this team have enough? Will the running – you know, they got Greg DeRozier back in the running back. And that dude is as shifty as
he did.
Anything.
I mean, he showed some real playmaking. And then Sutton Smith's back too, right?
They call him Sutton Smith around there. He, you know, played three plays in the very first game of the season, got hurt. They were really counting on him heavily, and he took that out. Then they had to try to get some other. But like I said, the receivers that they have now looked really good in the spring game as far as speed and running routes. They got some top end speed now. So, and defensively, wow, this is where you really got to see what's going to happen. They like that Cortland Marsh, who would showed out in that Tulane game where they went down and beat Tulane last game of the season. He was hurt most of the year, mm-hmm. but you saw what kind of player he could be that. And in the bowl game, they've got some other players that they really like. But it's going to be a new situation. Will they have to crawl a little bit before they walk? I think they'll come out and they'll be able to take care of business. I do see them getting in the bowl game. Again, I just don't know how many games they'll win with the new quarterback.
Yeah, no, it's a very I don't want to say awkward, but it's just it's not so simple, you know.
No, it isn't simple
because when you have the resources that right. Ryan Sinfield has, there's like you almost have to like it's like a prostate exam. you got to put it under a microscope. You got to do a biopsy on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, like a biopsy. Like,
okay, you won 10 games, but where'd you finish in the league? Okay, mm-hmm. you won 11 games. So that's the piece of it that's just, you know, and again, it's like it's hard to necessarily expect that with a brand new offense and a brand new quarterback with all they lost. But it's like, I think, you know, Jason mentioned Penny, like when you have that NIL and you're tops in the league, like you got to follow it. You got to follow up with it. And I think that's the part that's because like logically, when the coach loses all that Ryan Silver is losing, mm-hmm. you say, you know, you probably can't expect that. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, all right, well, damn, he's got the resources that nobody else has in the league.
I think that they're poised to reload, not rebuild.
Right.
I do think
that. And I think that needs to be the attitude.
Right.
Like, uh-huh. this is a reload
situation. That's
what
situation. Tulane does.
Yeah.
Like, we don't
Whether
need that.
Whether it's quarterback
or coach. That's the beauty of NIL. When you have it, you don't have to be patient.
No. You can go out and get it. And they've gone out and tried to get the best players that they can get.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just like, wow, you lose two games and you don't make the
– Yep.
And the tough loss, you know, you're going to say, oh, UTSA, they lost to UTSA. UTSA won every game after that
yep.
except Navy.
Yep.
And Navy was really – when they got Horvath back, that Navy was really good. Navy beat Oklahoma in their bowl game. And Horvath had broke another one of those 80-yard runs.
No, he was a stud, and he's back.
So, you know, they got – an Army that – that's what they only lost one game, I think. They lost
yeah.
The bowl – which one did they lose? They lost to Navy, I think, in the – Yeah, they lost the Navy game
yep.
after the
mm-hmm.
– which is the craziest daggum thing
ever.
It is so crazy.
I think the league should have insisted that –
Terrible negotiating.
And they can work the schedule where that can be the last game of the year,
yes.
the Army-Navy game.
Yes.
I mean, Auburn and Alabama do it. I mean, I don't see how they can't do that for that particular
No, situation. We all understand that players, and it's a new era, and they should be paid and compensated. But do you not lament in some ways the nature of the things, the free agency, the moving of pieces, the fact that Penny's having to put in 13 new guys that you don't get that old. You know, those old stories you used to follow. Watch
oh, yeah.
a guy like Andre Turner
grow
for
up.
4 years and yeah. grow up as a player.
Go
and
from
he's
Andre
right
Turnover
here,
to the little general.
To the little general.
Yeah.
Literally the whole progression right there in front of you.
Yeah.
And you become attached to that. It's so different now. It's,
yeah.
it's not a... You know, that part does not, the fact that part feels dead, that you don't get those four-year guys, does that?
Well, I come at it from the player's perspective because I, you know, I walked on it.
You were one of them.
I was recruited by Fred Pankhost, and the old timers out there will remember him. He had the Tigers rolling there for a while, but, you know, Memphis was an independent, and he wanted to be in a league, and he took the Vanderbilt job, which was, he should have stayed here, basically. But, you know, when he left, you know, Richard Williamson came in, they didn't know anything about me, so I ended up having to walk on, got a scholarship. I was able to see it from both sides of that.
Yep.
And I think, you know, the players are the product, man. You got to pay the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
agreed.
Pay people. They pay to see what's going on the field. They don't care about all the rest of that stuff. And the players have, oh, you got room, book, board, and tuition. Well, when the school is making, you know, millions off of you.
100%.
And all, you're getting room.
For
yeah, that's
years.
Great. But,
yeah.
you know, so I think the main thing that's, I'm all for the players getting paid. Okay, they should get their money. The main thing right now is the portal issue. There's too many chances to go. You got one, I'm thinking you got one chance to go. You know, after the season, the whole season, including the bowl game, including the NCAA tournament, whatever.
Yeah.
Then if you think you need to go, go. That way the coaches can put together a roster. It's hard to put together a roster when you can go after the season, and then you can go again after the spring.
Right.
You know, which is like we saw Nico Iamaleva yep. mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, everybody else.
And the Tigers lost a couple guys, right?
Yeah.
They lost
and,
the lineman.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah, one of the linemen they were really counting
went
on.
Went to Colorado, yeah.
Yeah, went to Colorado. And he's a great kid. We saw him. But, you know, when they come and they make a pitch, you know, it's either you can do it or you can't. And the Tigers have gotten players from other places that way. So you can't feel too bad about it.
It's true.
But I think eventually it's all going to come down. The players will be under contract to the school. You sign a contract. You're here for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. It's renewable whenever. I mean, scholarships, when I first started playing, they were a four-year scholarship.
Right.
You were there.
Right.
And then by my sophomore year, they went, okay, yeah, it's a four-year scholarship,
yeah,
but it's renewable every year.
Right.
So what
right,
is that?
Right, 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 right.
That's just you there 1 year. That's
exactly
a one-year
right.
deal.
So. But I will say that, I mean, you know, P.J. Haggerty is probably still a Tiger if
yeah.
if that's going on.
You and know. I listened to you all's discussion about that and read your article, John, and it's a lot about – I don't fault the players for doing what they get – trying to get the best deal they can get.
Yep.
And Penny, you know, at some point you got to fish or cut bait. Either I got you or I don't. 100%. I got to move on.
No doubt about it.
And so, you know, I don't put blame on either one. I wish that PJ could have gotten more money for at his new situation in Kansas State because, like I said, I'm for the players, but it's a gamble you take. You know, you yeah. get in. That's the game now.
Yeah.
You know, you either – You take it right then. You jump in the portal right away and see what it said. If it's there, take it. If it's not, stay put. Or maybe you get a little bit more to stay. But, you know, you got to make a decision. And I think there's way too many. Like, if coaches leave after a season, that's it. That they got one shot to go. And the players got two or three now. And
that's
it's just it just makes it too difficult to try to, you know, keep it together.
One more time before we get you out of here. Free prostate cancer yes. screen, June 7th.
June 7th at Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's right. 7289 Stage Road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.